Hello, this is V. Grider Clock, and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. Today we're going to be talking about Pygame, the MIDI modules that are contained in Pygame, and how you can use those to make a very cool, inexpensive sampler out of a netbook. I first learned about Pygame at the Southeast Linux Fest. I was watching a presentation by Ryan Iculus Gordon about how easy it is to make games in Linux using Python and how hard it is to do it, you know, in Windows, where you would have to type in a ton of code in Windows just to get the little screen to update correctly, and in Linux it was just like two lines. I never really been that much of a gamer, but just out of curiosity, I was looking through the Pygame website, and I looked on the documentation link, and lo and behold, there was some stuff on there about MIDI. MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. MIDI is very, very nerdy, and it's usually associated with keyboards and lots of cables. But some musicians use MIDI in live performances, and makes it a little less nerdy. Bands like Pigface and KMFDM can mix electronic instruments and samples with live instruments on stage, and it comes across as very powerful, not like karaoke, like you're singing along to a tape. Everything seems very live and cohesive and full of energy. And I've always been really interested in that stuff and try to use electronics in live performances because I play drums. And I was always put off by how expensive equipment is for electronic music. If you want to buy a sampler, which is a little box that plays snippets of audio, like if you want to play a silly little quote from a Clint Eastwood movie or something like that, something tough like that, you'd have to pay hundreds of dollars for that. And the gear isn't very versatile. It only holds so much information. You can only play the samples certain ways, and it's always been a problem. But seeing the MIDI modules in the Pygame program, I started thinking, like, hey, maybe I can just build a sampler if I can figure out how to use MIDI and hook it up to maybe an old netbook. Maybe I can build my own sampler for cheap. So I kept looking around the Pygame site, found their mailing list, hopped on it, asked a couple dumb questions, got a bunch of very nice replies, and made it happen. And if I can make it happen with my terrible programming skills, definitely you can make it happen. Before you start, you want to make sure you have Pygame version 1.9.1 or better installed on your system. Older versions of Pygame did not have the features to use MIDI. Pygame is also cross-platform. It runs on macOS and Linux and Windows, but for what we want to use it for, an old netbook, Linux was the obvious choice. But if you're into pain and you want to use Windows or something else, go for it. So to build this sampler out of Pygame and MIDI, I needed to learn how to use Python. To learn Python, I just did a couple YouTube tutorials to print out Hello World to the screen, learn how to do an if statement and a for loop, which is pretty easy in Python. If you've had any kind of a programming class, even if it's something like a web programming class, I'm sure you can do this. So I wrote a couple little Python test scripts, and I tried to incorporate some of the information that was on the Pygame documentation website, which didn't go as planned. So I put a question on the Pygame mailing list, and a guy named Leonard Lindstrom wrote back and said, hey, just take a look at the midi.py file under the Pygame examples folder. And basically all that I wanted to do was already spelled out in that file. All I needed to do is kind of copy and paste some things and move it around, and it worked like a charm. If you open up a terminal and go to the folder where the midi-py file is and type in python midi.py space dash dash input and hit enter, it will list all the MIDI devices plugged up to the computer at that point. If you follow those same steps and then after the dash dash input put the number of the device in the list that showed previously. The Python script will read all the events coming out of the MIDI device. Right now, I have my keyboard hooked up to my computer. I'm running that MIDI.py script, and if I press the middle C key, the white key on the keyboard, it prints a string of information to the terminal. One of the items in the comma delimited string is data1, and it returns 60. And now if I press the black key just above the original key I pressed, it returns the same information, but it says 61 now. So you can basically use the information that's being printed out to the screen inside the MIDI.py file and just kind of go in there and put some if statements that say, if you see note 60, play a bass drum sample. And if you see 61, play a Clint Eastwood sample. And if you see 63, play this piano sample 4 times. Since you're programming your own sampler, you can do really neat stuff like using the random function in Python to say, if I press this key, randomly play a middle C or a high C. So by just playing normal drums with a trigger hooked up to that middle C, it'll play a range of notes without you doing anything special. It's all just programmed in the little Pygame script. You can do if statements based on the information that's returned. You could say, if I press this key, play a bass drum sound, and if I press this other key, play a snare sound, but first stop playing the bass drum sound. So you'll get this short cropped bass drum sound that's cut off by another sound, which can sound really neat. Have one drum that rings out forever, and another drum that quickly cuts the other one off. You can put together some pretty interesting stuff. Okay, this concludes my little podcast about Pygame and MIDI. I'm going to add some Python examples in the show notes for using if statements to play sounds. To get more information about Pygame and MIDI and Pygame, check out the pygame.org website and hop on the mailing list. Once again, that was pygame.org. Thanks for listening. This has been BeatWriter Clock. Peace out.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.